This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hold on.
Yeah,
hold
it's
on.
Friday, so here's the idea in case he says, oh no, we're going to have a good time today.
Give me a second. I'm here now. Now, where is it? It's not that. It's definitely not that. Here it is.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Hey, and I was stalling because I can't find that. There they are. Hey. One more time. Hey. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Friday, May 30th edition of D-Lo and KC. Shout out to Damian Barley. He's not here right now. Shout out to your man, King Caraway.
Acknowledge me.
And this is going to be difficult. Don't do anything. I'm going to find this. My main man, Jesse Tappy, on the board.
What are you doing with him?
Yes, sir. Dame is out enjoying his best life, as he should.
Where are we live from?
We are live. Hold on. Where are we live from? Oh, this one's tough. Let's see. Let's just keep going until we find it. No.
I feel like Macho Man was a small package type of guy.
Ah, here we are.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Hey, while I'm here, I might need to just jack up this board real quick, get rid of a couple things while I'm here. Let me, you know what I mean? Let me get rid of a couple things. Where's that Lake Show one so I can get rid of it while he's gone? That's going
to
be my first.
Do you know how to get rid of stuff on there?
I'll click on buttons until I find out.
Yeah, that's true. There's a trash can up there.
What's good, everybody, man? Like I said, Friday, D-Lo and KC. D-Lo is out on vacation, getting ready for Kendrick Lamar, getting ready for Janet Jackson, getting ready for Hamilton. Vegas Barling is who he is now, man.
We're texting him this morning, allegedly. He said he's getting on the PJ, so.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, yeah, I understand that. I mean, literally, he's rich. He could do the show from the PJ. They have Wi-Fi and all this other stuff.
Facts.
He's got his own, is it still broadband? Is that what it is? I don't know. But he's got his own internet system on the PJ. So he just decided not to. It's not that he couldn't. You know what I mean? It's not that he couldn't. So he's enjoying his best life. I'm here. I'm in the building. Jesse Tappy is in the building. And you already know what it is, man. KC and friends pulling up on us, man. We've got a special guest. Well, we might have a couple special guests, but one special guest for sure pulling up in about 12 minutes or so. I'll keep that a secret real quick. We got my man Anthony Sane from the Anthony Sane Show. He's out in Memphis. He's going to break down everything that we need to know about potentially having John Morant on the market. And we're just going to talk about general basketball stuff. We got my main man, Coach JT. He's going to pull up on us. We talking Kings. We talking general basketball stuff. And then, you know, we got Eddie Gonzalez. You know we talking hoop. Then this is a basketball day. I know the 49ers made a trade. Kind of controversial. A lot of people in Philadelphia are like, we just sold him a lemon. Other people in San Francisco is like, no, he's back with Robert Saleh. So, you know, it's going to be all good. What's his name?
Bryce Huff.
Edge rusher. So, you know, I know that's going on. We'll get to that on Monday after we break that down a little bit. It's a lot of basketball going on today. And Jesse. Yeah, man. Oh, it ain't over.
We're all happy today.
It ain't over. It is not over. And you said we were going to have this situation like a handful of times. Yes. Saturday night is the biggest game for the Knicks in 25 years.
Hold on. That's fine, but we got to acknowledge the Knicks are not like this big franchise or like, oh, wow, it's the New York Knicks, the Boston Celtics. They're like, no, that's fine. You can't have five biggest games the last 25 years in one postseason and be like the big dog.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I hear what you're saying.
What is your criteria for being a big dog?
The streets will tell you if you're a big dog or not.
That was just a call back to yesterday, by the way.
The streets will tell you if you're a big dog. The Knicks are a big dog.
Why? Because Ben Stiller's there? Because Timothy Chalamet's there? Shout out Dune 1 and 2.
Let me ask you a question. And I'm not, you know how I feel. You know who I rock with. You know I have a good time at their expense damn near every year. But are you trying to tell me the Cowboys ain't a big dog?
No, the Cowboys are definitely a big dog, but they have way more history than the Knicks. The Knicks haven't won since 1973. Like, the Cowboys...
Were the Cubs a big dog? Cubs were a big dog. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like that.
I guess. Yeah, the Cubs won. All right.
And I think the Knicks fall in the category of the Cubs a little bit more than the Cowboys. Like, we're going on 30 years now with the Cowboys not doing anything, pretty much. So they got the Knicks beat a little bit, but
I'll concede. You got me on the Cubs one. You can't get 89 years. What was it, Manny?
That was crazy.
100 well, over 100. 89 hey, with my team.
Well, I'm about to say you guys were a big dog.
Hey,
you guys were a big dog.
I was born in '96. As far as I'm concerned, we're the best team in all of sports.
What you guys got? Four.
Four.
Giants got three. Damn. Okay. But no, man, the Knicks matter. The Knicks matter. New York matters, and. This is a big-time game on Saturday. This is a big-time game. First of all, for anybody that doesn't know what happened, Knicks won game 5 to bring it to 3-2 in their Eastern Conference Finals series against the Indiana Pacers, setting up game 6 Saturday night in Indianapolis, downtown Indianapolis. It's a big-time game. Jesse, I think this game is for the series. I think this is a de facto game 7. It's hard to say that when you still have to go win another game if you're the Knicks. You lost the game 7 to this Pacers team last year in the Garden, so it's not inconceivable. But I really feel like this is the game. It almost feels like Thunder Warriors 2016, where, yeah, there was a game 7, but after they lost game 6, it was over for the Thunder.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't know. Like, yesterday the Knicks won. I'm not really moved by it yet, even with the performance that Tyrese and that starting five had. Mm. That was disgusting. But
we'll talk about that.
Yeah, but I still think it's anyone's series if the Knicks win game 6. It's just I don't know how much – like, the Knicks are here in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I buy them, but they haven't been consistent enough for my liking. Like, they've stolen games and all that stuff, but, I don't know. Like, I can't count on just everyone just kind of – being there on game 7. Like, maybe Brunson gets you 30 or whatever, and someone gets you 20, but I feel like I can't depend on those guys.
I understand.
And that's why. I'm not saying they can't win the series, but that's why I can't just say, yeah, if they win game 6, then it's over.
I understand. We're going to pause the Knicks talk just a second, and we got a special guest in the building. Matter of fact, go to that one right there because that one's pulled up. We got a special guest. We got a legend in the building. I'm going to tell you right now, he might talk a little basketball with us too. Because my man, he know hoop too. We've got the legend Dusty Baker in the building. Come on, man. Hey, Dusty hey. Baker.
All right.
The legend. Man, Dusty. I tell this to Dusty all the time because me and Darren, his son, we fostered a relationship in the last couple of years. And every time I see Dusty, I'll be like, Dusty, you was like my uncle, man. You was like my uncle when I was a young Giants fan, man, senior in 93 and all the way to 2002. So it's always an honor.
But you know something? I tell people, like, I love my dad, and I could tell my dad almost anything, but I could tell my uncle everything.
That's right.
And that's the thing about the uncles.
That's right. That's right.
Especially if they're cool.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Well, look, you're a baseball legend. Yeah. I want to talk baseball, but I know people talk to you baseball all the time. You know hoops. All the Kings games.
I love hoops. I don't go to all of them. My son goes to all of them.
Okay.
I go to some of them.
I see you all the time. Yeah, I see you all the time.
But my dad, he was the biggest Kings fan that there was.
Really?
Yeah, and I've been a season ticket holder mostly for my dad because I wasn't here a lot of times.
Yeah.
Since 1985.
Okay.
And I was one of the original 12.
There we go.
And I'm happy to see Doug Christie get the job because we go to the same post office. And I asked him, I said, man, when are they going to take that interim off coach that they introduce you every day?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, maybe someday. And so now they can take that interim off. But what were you talking about the Knicks? Because, man.
So here's the thing, Dusty. I'm born and raised in Sacramento. I am a diehard Kings fan.
Yeah.
I love the Kings. But I like to call myself a Knicks supporter. Yeah. I really like the Knicks. I've always liked the Knicks.
I like the Knicks, too.
I've always liked the Knicks. Yeah. See, he knows.
Since Clyde the Glide.
Come on,
Willis
now.
Reed.
He knows.
Earl the Pearl. I knew.
The interesting thing was I was 8, 9, 10 years old. I was obviously like anybody else in the early 90s. I was a Jordan fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Loved the Bulls.
Oh, yeah.
And I hated those Knicks teams. They used to beat the hell out of I hated those Knicks teams. But then I got older, and then I like understood like, toughness and competitive. I was like, I kind of like John Starks. I wish we had a Charles Oakley, all this other stuff. So I kind of like the Knicks for
but
that.
But you know something? That's how I was as a kid. Uh-huh. I hated the Celtics and the Yankees because I was in Riverside at the time before I moved up here at 15.
Yeah.
And they used to beat the Dodgers all the time, the Yankees. And the Celtics used to beat the Lakers.
Uh-huh.
But once I got into pro ball and got into coaching, I wanted to be just like them.
Because I wanted
to win like
– mold your teams like those.
I wanted to win like every year. I remember one of the greatest conversations that I had was with the late Bill Russell.
Mm.
And I've used this on my teams. And I asked Bill, I said, man, what was the secret of you guys' success?
Mm.
You know, I thought he was going to say determination, perseverance. He goes, we loved each other.
Mm.
I said, what? He says, yeah, we loved each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, that'll take you a long ways, which is how I see Okie City right now.
Mm.
You know, it seems like they love each other.
Yeah, that's facts.
Or Halliburton and Indiana.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And
I think the Knicks have that too, though.
Yeah, they do. And you know something? We have seen some of the greatest basketball, I think, in the last decade, night after night after night.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to get home. I don't want to be late. At all, I want to be sitting in front of my TV with a little glass of scotch, watching the basketball.
So Dusty, like I said, you're my man, and I hope you understand when I ask this. So, big Giants fan my whole life. 2002. I feel like it's a little easier to talk about it now because you are a world champion and you've been to the mountaintop. But I say all the time with 2002, it's like getting stitches. I got stitches above my eye, right? I've healed. Giants have won other World Series. I've seen you win a World Series. I was really happy about that. I've healed, but the scar is there forever, right? Talking about Knicks Pacers, and I think if the Knicks get Game 6,
yes,
I think that might be a little too much for the Pacers, and I kind of equate that.
But you know something? I kind of, when I was looking at John Starks the other day, and you know, they were talking. They kept showing his face and showing. I guess he missed a couple free throws at the end there.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I know how you feel, John, because I like John.
Yeah.
And you know, people a lot of times say, hey, Dustin, you know, great career, but you should have left Russell or Thiessen or a great career, should have this and that. I said, hey, man, I was reading something the other day that said if I had until after the game to decide, I might have done something different too.
Right.
But at the time, you do what you think.
Yeah.
You do what you think is right. And you know, as a manager, it was a lot easier as a player because mm-hmm. I can have a direct impact on the outcome of the game
mm-hmm.
as a player.
Mm-hmm.
As a manager, I'm depending on you to make me look good or bad.
And that makes it even more nerve-wracking.
Yeah, for real. For sure. And you talk about nerve-wracking. See, I just came from Rochester, New York, watching Darren play. Yeah. It was freezing. I'm talking 47 every day. I saw the sun one day out of a week, and that was the day I was leaving. Hey, man, to be a parent, I was thinking about my dad. To be a parent and watching your son play or daughter play, man, that was more nerve-wracking than any games that I've ever been in.
My son, he's 12 years old, plays the travel baseball, and I'm just I'm a mess.
Anytime a ball's hit to him, you're like, come on, son, or up with bases loaded.
Yeah. Oh, man. It happened the other day.
Whatever.
They were in the last inning. Even this was just like a scrimmage game against another All-Star team in gold. Yeah. And last inning, and he was in the hole, two outs. I was like, man. Guy in front of him, get a hit so he can get up and get a chance to hit the game winner. So then he did. The guy in front of him did get a hit, and then he comes up to the plate, and I'm like, oh, it actually happened. Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
You willed it.
All right. Now we're actually here. See what happens. It's a game-winning RBI single in the left center. Yeah, man.
Oh. I was hyped. Hey, man. You know something? I told my son, going back to the last out of the game, Billy Williams, I was a rookie. He told me, Dusty, see how many times – I love Billy Williams with the Cubs.
Yeah.
And we're born on the same day, so, you know.
When's your birthday?
June 15th.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yeah, right, coming up. Yeah. I'll be 76.
There we go. Come on, man.
And so Billy told me, Dusty, try to go through your career and never make the last out of a ball game.
Mm.
I was like, I'll try that.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I did it, but it was always on my mind.
Right, as a mindset to have.
Yeah, and I told that to my son another day. He goes, Dad, I was up last, man, and I didn't make the last out.
There we go.
I said, go ahead, son.
I'm gonna tell my son that. Yeah. I'm going to play him this and be like, this is what a Hall of Famer said. Try and keep this in your mind.
I'm just passing on knowledge. I didn't make it up.
That's how it should be. Yeah. Just pass it on down, man.
All right, man. You got to cut out of here.
Yeah, Dusty, you are the man. I see this every time I see him, but you're the man. I thank you. As a lifelong Giants fan, for just number one, what you did bringing success to San Francisco.
Yeah.
But like you just did just now, you taught me the game.
Yeah.
There were things that I would watch and the strategy that you would have, and I learned the game by watching you manage the game and watching how you dealt with some of the players and stuff like that. I saw some last night. They had a little 15-minute video on Bonds and Kent.
Ooh,
and
I saw
the way
that.
You handled that. Yeah. It was just that I coach now too, and I'm like,
hey, you know something, though? Before I leave, I just want to give a shout-out to all the bad dudes that I grew up with here in Sacramento.
Because
I'm telling you, we had some of the – I mean, we had like 20-something guys in the big leagues at the same time years ago. And we were all proud of like, hey, homie, you got to pick it up, man.
Yeah.
You know, we had Jerry Manuel. We had Roland Offer, Jerry Royster, and before us, slightly before us, Bob Oliver, you know, Derek Lee's dad, Leron Lee. I mean, Larry Boa.
They play baseball out here,
dude. We play some baseball.
They play baseball out here.
Yes, we did play some baseball, and we was proud.
Yeah,
we were proud of being, you know, from Sacramento.
Yes, sir. Dusty, you are the man, man. I appreciate you. Tell Darren I said what's up.
I sure will.
Tell Darren he need to come on here too, man. We need to talk to him too, man.
Well, as soon as he get back home.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right.
No doubt.
All right.
Appreciate you, Dusty, man. What sign? We're going to keep it rolling, right, Jesse? Okay. Appreciate you, Dustin. Yeah. Man, come on. That was a treat, man. No, I'm on right now. Yeah, we on. It's good seeing you, man. John, appreciate you. Let's talk. Absolutely. Got you. Text me. Oh, man. Come on, man. This is like the dope part of this job. One of the dope parts of my job. Dusty Baker. Come on, man. I used to watch this guy every day coach my favorite team for, what was that, 9-10 years?
Yeah.
Every single day. Some of my great memories as a Giants fan, pretty much all of them outside of like the World Series that they won, are with that guy.
Yeah, now Dusty came in here about 11:30 earlier or whatever, and he's in the studio talking with me, and I'm texting my dad. I just talked to Dusty Baker for like 10 minutes or whatever. It was cool, yeah.
Cool dude, too. Like, the nice, as you guys can see, man, the nicest guy. I see him and Darren a lot of the times when I go to the Kings games, and I'll walk by and say what's up to Darren, and Dusty, what's up, man? And then I always tell him, like, just in case he doesn't remember me, I'll be like, you know, I'm a big-time Giants fan. You know, you was like my unk. You was like unk. And I'm almost, shout out to Scooter, I'm almost never wearing a Giants hat when I see him. And he goes, oh, yeah, I could tell by the hat that you wear that you're a big Giants fan. Yeah, yeah. I was like, Dusty, don't do that to me, dog. Don't do that to me. We get a good laugh out of that, man. But, yeah, man, that was awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome, Casey. We got to talk to Dusty Baker today.
Man, oh, man.
Hold on. How pissed off do you think Damian Barling's going to be that he's gone again? And we got like another top tier guest. Dang, we're not doing this on purpose. Look, I'm gonna look to the camera. We're not doing this on purpose. We're not.
Well,
this is an accident.
Coming up in the next segment, we got Doug Christie here on D-Long. No, we don't have Doug. We don't have Doug.
Like, this is not on purpose, bro. I promise.
Poor Dave, man. Poor Dave. This is just, we got to make it up to him somehow, some way.
I don't think we do. Go take another vacation next week, bro. We might have like Vince Carter or something. Wait, is that Vince Carter walking in the building? Vince, you want to talk to us?
Shout out to my boy, Dave, man. We're going to let it ride a little bit, man. Man, I got to come down off that high, man, talking to Dusty Baker. But we got to talk hoop. Like we said, the Knicks forcing the game 6. I wanted to tell him. I'm glad I did. Maybe I was doing too much. I talked to him like he really unk, and I could really talk to him, but I don't want to open up no wounds, but I wanted to say, 2002 World Series, Game 6, they lose that game. Me, as a Giants fan, there was still a Game 7 left.
Yeah.
I said, we just lost the World Series. When they lost Game 6, I said, we just lost the World Series. And I equate that to what's going on with the Knicks and the Pacers. I do think anything can happen in a Game 7, but I just have a feeling. If I'm a Pacers player, if I'm a Pacers fan, if you don't close this out on Saturday, it's over. It's over. I can't imagine them going back to the Garden for a Game 7 after losing Game 6 in Indiana and winning that Game 7.
So do you are we just assuming that Tyrese and them just fold in Game 7 then?
I think, well,
so I'd be, because,
so here's
I'd be pretty shocked if Indiana just lost 3 in a row, just given how they've been playing their best basketball. It seems like Tyrese is having his moment. Yeah. Pascal Siakam has been the perfect number 2 on this team, sometimes stepped up as a number 1 when they've needed it. I'd just be pretty shocked if it just went down that way.
So here's the deal, and there's no rule to this, right? But if you go through some of these Game 7s that we've seen when the team had the chance to close it in 6, I talked about 2016, Thunder, Warriors. The Thunder were up in like the first quarter, second quarter of that Game 7. And then all it took was one little run by the Warriors, and it made them fold. The other game that I was thinking about, this one, it was – oh, man, I just had it on my brain. But it's not – oh, sorry. Sorry, everybody. Sorry, Dusty. Game 7, Giants-Angels 2002. Giants took the lead. I think they were up 2-0 at the start of that game. But all it took was one little situation, and it just – it's just – it's tough. It's tough.
I see it. Like it happens and stuff like that. But I just – I don't know, just going off of what we've seen from these two teams, for myself at least, I think it'd be anyone's game still in Game 7. Like, the atmosphere would be insane. Like, yeah, we know it's MSG and all that stuff. But, yeah, I don't think if Indiana loses Game 6, they're done. But, like, I see what you're saying, too.
And Indy, it could happen that way. It could happen with Indiana winning that Game 7. I think those teams are pretty close. I think they're pretty close. And because of that, anything can happen in any one of these games. As a Knicks supporter.
Oh, here we go again.
I'm on guard for Game 6. I'm on guard. I'm like, ah. So what I talked about with the game seven about like, oh, Thunder were up early, and then it took a little bit of a run, and the Warriors ran away. I'm on guard for that for the Knicks in game six. Oh, yeah, first quarter, like, you're up two after one quarter. That's good. The Pacers could easily get a 16-5 run, and then you just it's on and popping at that point.
Yeah, I think game six will be close. Like, I'm not down on the Knicks team or whatever. I don't think they're better than this Pacers team, but I think it'll be close in game six. You'll get the Knicks, whatever. I assume you'll get their best shot. Yeah. Like, I don't know if that's going to be everyone stepping up or it's just Brunson and Towns going for 30 that night, whatever it may be. But yeah, I think it'll be a close matchup. And I think Indiana closes it out just because, like I said, Tyrese has just shown up every moment that they've needed so far this postseason.
Yeah, and he's going to have to show up.
Closing out the Bucks, the Cavs, whoever.
He's going to have to show up after what we saw in game five.
Yeah, now, that was awful.
This is the thing. And we'll get into this conversation with a couple of different people, but I don't think Tyrese is a superstar. Like, I reserve that for certain people, right? But if you think Tyrese is a superstar, that cannot happen last night. And if I'm going to – you know I love Ant. I think Ant is a superstar. What did I do after game four and game five? I said that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You can't just not put up any shots. If I'm going to have that same energy for a guy that I do believe is a superstar in Anthony Edwards, I got to have that same – you can't just not shoot the ball. That was ridiculous.
I'm one who does think he is a superstar. Does Jason Tatum do that?
Does Jason Tatum do that? I don't feel like maybe it's not the shots,
but like he'll have a game where, like, let's be real, where it's just kind of like he's not shooting well. Maybe it's just more so crunch time or whatever people talk about. But like, I feel like what we saw from Tyrese Haliburton is what people say Jason Tatum does too as well. Where it's like he's either on or he's just off. You know,
I give grace.
Could not be similar, but
I give grace to missing shots to a certain degree, right? Like you.
Wait, hold on. Show. I sent you the link. What do you mean? I sent you the link at 12:04.
We've got another special guest ready to pop up on us, man.
I don't want to catch no heat. I don't know if that's for the Celtics or whatever just happened right now. But I sent you the link.
We've got another special guest. Cyril in Elk Grove is pulling up. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, we'll resend that one then.
If you're missing shots, if you're 3 of 19, I can live with that. That has no bearing on, more times than not, on whether or not you're a superstar. If you're 3 of 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
3 of 8. What did Tyrese go last night? I'm about to pull this up right now. He took 2 of 7. Shots.
2 of 7, yeah.
You should be taking 7 shots a half.
At the very least.
What are we doing? I have no tolerance for that, whether it's Tyrese Halliburton or Anthony Edwards. I have no tolerance for that. Like, your team needs you. This is a closeout situation. I need you to put up the shots. I think we see Tyrese aggressive in game 6. I don't think we see no 7-shot performance in game 6. He's going to put them up.
And that's why I think this, like, for me, Colm, I think he's going to show up, and that's why I think he's a superstar now. At this point, I think he'll have it.
The superstars don't do that. We don't have that. And I think Ann is a superstar, and that's an excuse.
He's a young superstar. He's an up and coming superstar. We gotta get that out of his game.
We don't have, like, SGA. SGA ain't putting up 7 shots ever. Ever. SGA getting them up. He's getting them up. Jokic is getting them up. Luka's getting them up. I think for the most part, even Tatum's getting them up, right? He just might miss them.
2 of 15, but yeah.
Yeah, he getting them up. Like, that's...
That's a fair point. Like, I'm not going to jump back off the Tyrese as a superstar train or whatever, but, like, you can't take 7 shots.
Yeah.
And if you do, you have to answer back in game 6.
And I think he will. I think he will. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, man, that first segment was crazy, man. Dusty Baker pulled up on my boy, man. That's crazy. That is crazy, man. Shout out Dusty. Big ups to him. Hopefully we talk to him more in the future. Hopefully talk to Darren too. He said Darren, you know, might pull up on us, man. So we're going to shout out to the Bakers, man. Shout out to the Bakers. And he's got a winery that we need to talk about as well. So we'll be talking about that in the future. But the show's jam-packed. You heard it here. The cat's out of the bag. Sherlyn L. Grove will be coming up on D-Lo and KC on the next segment here on WFAN, The Fan.
New I'm sorry, York Sean. Here. I'll send it again. I'm sorry.
New York here. We talking Knicks. We talking basketball. Anthony saying he's going to pull up on us. My man Coach JT's pulling up on us. And then, you know, I want to talk to you. I want to hear from you. There's still some Kings things I want to talk about at some point, too. Eddie Gonzalez is pulling up. Jam-packed Friday. KC and friends. It's D-Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station. All right, man, D-Lo and KC, ESPN 1320 on this Friday afternoon, this hot, hot Friday afternoon. I wish I had my notepad because there's something I got to talk about probably a little later. We got a lot of people coming through, a lot of guests coming through. So, Jesse, remind me when we're clear, there's something we got to talk about. I should remember. Just say, what were you going to talk about at 12:30?
I'm literally going to write down later on something we got to talk about.
Yeah, no doubt. But we got guests lined up for like the next 2 hours. KC and friends. And oh boy. She nixed out today. Sherlyn L. Grove is in the building. She got the Knicks towel on the chair. Now look, that Knicks towel, that's like 99-2000. That's what Sprewell had. I went to the store today and got that. That's what Sprewell had. That lets you know how long she's been rocking with the Knicks. Cheryl, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, what's going on?
I like that hat. You going to let me get that hat?
No.
Stop hating.
No, you guys been talking mess about the Knicks.
Who? Jesse, who's you guys?
Wait, Cheryl, I don't talk mess.
Jesse, you were talking mess. We are going to game 7.
All I've ever told is the truth.
What?
All I've ever done is tell the truth about the Knicks.
Jesse.
They haven't won since 1973. They've had 5 biggest games
Jesse,
this postseason.
Let's not talk about the past. Let's talk about the future. Let's talk about what happened last night and what's going to happen tomorrow.
All right, let's start with last night. What did you see? I'll tell you what I saw. Brunson was doing his thing. Brunson didn't want to go home. He was aggressive. But what about my boy? Yeah, that's your boy, JB. That's my boy. I like Brunson, too. That's my dog. But what about my guy, Cat? What about my guy, Cat? Cat let him know what time it was. Now, Cat seems like the type of big man that you like, somebody that's going to get in there and play like a big man.
With one exception. I went back and I watched the game. Unfortunately, I was at an event and I had to have my phone in my hand the whole time. Okay. So I watched it again last night. The thing that I'm concerned about and what I have called over to the Knicks camp about.
Oh, you got connections.
Is those fouls that he's getting. If you're going to do these little sloppy fouls, let's make it work. What happened to Cat that used to make him hurt? So if you're going to do a foul, you're going to get it anyway. Knock him down.
Well,
let's hit him in the stomach. Let's do what they're doing to him. They're hanging on his back and they are not calling anything.
We do not condone violence on this show.
What did Jesse say?
He said we do not condone violence on this show.
This is the playoffs. Oh. This is basketball. That you know, there's no violence, Jesse.
Did you guys see
it's just, you know, we're trying to get the ball.
Did you guys see Chuck and Shaq asking him about his fouls yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, only God only knows. That's not gonna work, Jesse. Cat.
That's Jesse, what he said. Now let me ask you, Cheryl. I know the way that you like basketball played, especially playoff basketball. You just said, hey, Cat, knock somebody on their ass. Who do you think that needs to be on Indiana? Like, who does he need to knock down?
Well, he needs to knock down Nesmith. And he needs to knock down Turner. Those two.
So,
and I think if we get Nesmith, he's not even... He's not well. Something's wrong with him. Remember, he got hurt back in the third game. And so I think we should just go on and take him out a little bit.
All right. Now,
and Turner, he's just
not. Well, hold on. Wait a minute. Let's not go by what you just said. Take him out? What do you mean take him out?
I mean, you know, just
sweep the leg.
Let him hurt a little bit. Let him hurt a little bit.
Right. Cheryl said the Knicks got to sweep the leg on Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, look what they're doing to him, Jesse. Are you looking at what they're doing to him?
Playoff basketball.
Look what they're doing to poor Jalen. They are pulling his shirt every time. I mean, he has messed up his ankle. I don't know how many times he's had to have that thing retake. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Okay.
And you get close to Tyrese, it's a foul. You just get near it.
Okay.
This is basketball. This is the playoffs. So there's supposed to be hard fouls out here. Let's go. We're not talking about dribbling, double dribbling, all that, traveling. Forget that mess. We are playing basketball. Let's play.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Now, you got Jalen. I think he's going to do his thing. You got Cat. Yeah. I think he's going to do his thing. Who else on the Knicks needs to step up if they're going to get this win on Saturday?
Bridges has to step up. Mm. He's going to start hitting those threes. Mm-hmm. Hart's got to stay off that floor. And he's been doing good picking up some stuff, but we've got to get that offensive thing going on with those offensive rebounds. OG's got to pick it up. Everybody's got to be hitting. Everybody.
Cheryl, question.
And defense is the key.
Question for me. Sorry. Do you think that Jalen Brunson flops a lot?
No. Who told you that? What are you talking about?
This is what the streets are saying.
Jesse, what streets are you talking to?
Because Dr. David in the chat house. That's one.
David,
it's a conversation on national TV as well.
No. He is not flopping. No, he's not.
Okay. Well, you heard it from her. We got a couple minutes left. I know the Knicks are near and dear to your heart, Mom. So, you know, do you believe that Saturday, Game 6, is the season? Whereas if Indiana wins, series is over. But if the Knicks win, that it's a wrap. They're not going to lose no Game 7 at home. Do you think that Game 6 is that vital?
Yes. We're not going to lose for one. Now, we had some upsets. Now, understand, not just the playing on the court was the issue. We had people not in place. Spike Lee missed 2 games. We had Fat Joe. I haven't seen him. I don't know where he is. And so we have people that are normally on the sidelines that are not there. We've had some characters showing up that have been there that we don't even know who they are. And then, you know, I have to accept some responsibility on two of the games. I didn't get there until 10 minutes after the game started. Now, you know.
And when you say get there, you don't mean the garden. You were just saying just watching on TV.
Right at my seat where I have, where I need to be. So tomorrow, everybody's going to be in place. Everybody will be where they're supposed to be.
Okay.
And then it's going to be up to the players to do what they need to do on the court. But we have to do defense. We really do, because we need to just cut them at the ankles. You've got to. I mean, this team, I'm going to give Indiana a little bit. You know, they're fast paced. They like to run. We can't slow down. We've got to play their game.
Mm.
And, you know, we've got to play defense. We got to get Turner. We really have to get Turner and Nesmith.
Okay.
Get those two.
And they need to be knocked. They need to be knocked down, potentially knocked out, is what you're saying.
Well, if you're going to make a foul, make it work. Well, make it count.
I don't hate that, by the way.
I'm not trying to talk about technicals. I'm not talking about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Any of that. But if we need to go technical, well, you know, we have to. But, I mean, just let him be noticed. Cat, these little floppy little fouls that he's getting are ridiculous. I mean, slap somebody down, you know, do something to make it be a foul.
Okay, I hear you. Real quick before you leave, do you think anybody, whether it's the Knicks or Pacers, can beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. SGA, MVP, took down my man Ant-Man. Like, do you think anybody has a chance against OKC?
Oh, don't even talk to me about Ant-Man.
Well, what's wrong with Ant-Man?
Ant-Man, I don't know what's wrong with. That's the question. What's wrong with Ant-Man? Mm. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if he's ready for the big stage. Mm. I don't know. Because, like you said earlier, that game he played, that was ridiculous. Mm. That was totally crazy. I don't know what that's about. And another thing I just want to say quickly that I don't agree with. I don't like when these coaches pull these people out the third quarter just because they're losing a little bit. They're going to pull them out the whole fourth quarter. No, you stay in there and fight till the end. Mm. And Ant-Man, all of them have done that. They did that last night with Indiana. They pulled them out. No, you're getting paid to play. Play to the end. Okay. So, but in reference to your question, if the Knicks, not if, when they make it as the Eastern Conference winners, I believe it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be rough. And get ready for seven games. Mm. Just get ready for seven games. It's going to come down to seven, and the Knicks are going to take it.
Knicks are going to beat OKC.
First time since 1973.
If the Knicks,
Jesse, you get no more lemon cakes.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Wow. I like to push buttons. Yes. I'm sorry.
Real quick, Mom.
Jesse, if it's been that long, do you think we're going to get all the way there and not take it?
That's a good point.
History says yes, Cheryl.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't know what Jesse's reading. I don't know. I don't know if he's been talking to Elon Musk and had some of what he's
definitely not right. Whoa, no. No.
I'm just saying, we need to have an offline conversation.
Mom,
I'm sorry, sir. I'm running out of here.
Mom, we got a commercial break. You got 10 seconds. If the Knicks win the NBA Finals, the NBA Championship, are you going to the parade?
Yes, I will be there.
All right. You heard it here first. Cheryl Noel Grove will be Cheryl in Manhattan if the Knicks win the NBA championship.
Let's go.
No doubt. Appreciate you, Mom. We'll be ready on Saturday to watch this game and see what happens. All right. We'll be ready.
All right. I'm ready. Right. Let's go.
Sounds good. We got my main man, Anthony Sane, coming through to D'Lo and KC when we return on ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station. Back here on D'Lo and KC. D'Lo on a much deserved vacation. About to go see Kendrick. Damn, the GNX story. You about to go see Kendrick and SZA in Vegas. Shout out to him. But yeah, I'm flying solo, but you already know what it is, man. It's KC and friends on this Friday afternoon in Sacramento. And one of my guys, man, Anthony Sane, man. I found him on Twitter a few years back, man. Great follow. Host of the Anthony Sane Show. And look, so the bio says the underground king, the UGK of Memphis sports media. And you'll like this, Jesse. You'll like this. He says he's the tribal chief of Grizz Twitter. You know what I mean? I don't know if we talked about it, but we big time wrestling over here on this show. Big time.
Well, you know, Memphis is one of the pillars of professional wrestling. Absolutely. I don't know, a lot of people know that, but everybody came through Memphis. Before there was NXT, there was Memphis wrestling. Yeah. And that was the breeding ground for the stars. You know, the guys who the up-and-coming guys in WWE, that would come through Memphis to run a stint. And Jerry Lawler pretty much was the guy that was in charge of getting guys ready and all those type of things. So, like I said, Memphis is definitely a wrestling city, man. And we throw wrestling into some of everything that we do, even with the grindhouse, the grit and grind stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we had four or five wrestling nights in one season. So Memphis is just a wrestling city, man.
My co-host D'Lo, he has the most wrestling knowledge I've ever seen. And my cousin Ace in New York, I used to always think he did. Yeah. He got knowledge, but D'Lo he's an encyclopedia about wrestling. And we've talked about this. I promise you we're going to talk basketball soon, guys. Don't worry about it. But I got a wrestling guy on here. I got to talk to him. We've talked about this in the last 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. And we're like, man, we kind of out, bro. Like, I don't like what they're doing right now. I'm not a fan. I don't think Cody can carry the company like they're trying to.
Facts.
And,
He's a heel, man. Like, everything about him is heel, but they're making him be baby. And it's like, nah, that's, he needs to be. He, and it's crazy because I know we're talking. I know this is a
basketball joke. You good.
But yeah, if you really think about the whole thing with Kobe, right, it's kind of like Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. How Kobe's dad was an NBA player, but Kobe emulated Michael Jordan instead of being trying to be like his dad. Cody Rhodes, his dad is the legendary Dustin Rhodes. But he emulates Ric Flair. Like, everything about him is Ric Flair, bro.
I never thought about that. If he ever went heel,
he would be an incredible heel. But him as a babyface has a lid on it to me, and I don't think he'll ever get past it.
But I think his best run is when he goes heel. So the guys, Jesse and D'Lo, I don't think Cody got it. I don't think he has it. Like, I see him as, and I have this joke about KO, too. I'm like, KO. He cool, but like this, we talking about carrying the company. And I said, I think Cody's more a KO than he is a Roman.
Yeah.
But they say the same thing.
And his brother with a list, man. I'm pulling for him. I just don't see it, bro. I don't see it.
But they say the same thing you say. They say, they number one, they think he can carry it right now. But they say, let him turn heel, and then you're going to see the best Cody. And I'm like.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Like, all right, but. I don't know, man. I don't know if they have. They got Punk, obviously. Roman as this de facto baby face type deal. I don't know. I'm not really feeling that. I like the Tribal Chief. I like that version of Roman. But I don't know if they got somebody that can carry. You know who? He's not ready yet, but they might have to force him into the action. I think he's got everything you need. Because to me, you got to be able to get on that mic and talk that talk too. I think maybe in a year or so, Jacob Fatu, Sacramento Zone, I think Fatu got it.
He's pretty good, man. I'm going to tell you, as a black man who grew up, you know, watching Memphis wrestling and just, you know, rooting for any black guy that came along, they got two dudes coming up in the lower ranks, man, who I don't see how the WWE could fumble these two dudes, but I know it's coming.
Well, they kind of already fumbled Carmelo.
And Obafemi. Yeah, exactly. With him, I see him. Like, all right, I'm concerned about these two dudes, but Trick Williams, the Obafemi man.
I like Trick. I'm not familiar with other. I don't really watch.
Look up Obafemi, but I know he's kind of got Trick. Like a, he's kind of got like a M'Baku type gimmick.
I don't want to
scare you away because he ain't got a bone in his nose. Like he ain't like they ain't doing like that with him. But he's like like this guy who has like African. He says he has African roots and he calls himself an African king and he has the accent. I think the accent is fake though. I don't think the accent is real.
But he's just like
a big ass African black dude. And he's pretty good. It's not like an Ahmed Johnson. It's kind of hard. You got to see it.
Yeah, that's the street saying he the truth. He the truth. I'm going to tap in. Trick is the truth too. But like they messed up Carmelo already, man. They're going to have to.
Yeah.
I don't know how they messed that up because he the truth. He the truth, but
exactly.
Yeah, we could talk wrestling all day. And then, like I said, if D-Lo was here, we'd definitely be talking wrestling all day. But I wanted to holler at you for a number of different reasons. Number one, just this basketball season is going up right now with the playoffs and some of the series. We'll get into that. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Memphis Grizzlies and what's going on with them. Because, number one, when Jenkins was fired, one of the things that I do when I hear news and stuff like that, you hear from the Nationals and stuff like that, but being in this business, I've realized by hearing some of the things people say about the Kings, when I cover them every day, it's like, nah, y'all way off. Like, y'all don't know the context of what's going on.
Yeah.
When Taylor Jenkins got fired, first thing I did, I tapped in with you. I tapped in to Memphis Radio. I was like, what's really going on? And it was almost a consensus. I think it might have been you who I heard it from. Was like, yeah, it's about time. this should happen. It's like, well, y'all got like 2 weeks left in the season, but everybody was like, nah, this should have happened. So what kind of went down with that whole thing with Taylor Jenkins?
Well, man, the Grizzlies have had a very tumultuous past 2 or 3 years, right? You had a team who number two seed in the West. This is the same year that you lost Steven Adams for the year. You lost Brandon Clark. You had the whole job finding the West comments. You had the Shannon Sharp getting into it with Josh's dad fight thing. All these things happened. This crazy season where the number two seed, we ended up getting put out by the Lakers in the first round. And then going into that offseason, you go get a Marcus Smart added to the team. You lose Dylan Brooks. You lose Tyus Jones. You, like I said, you go get Marcus Smart. and you go into the season. This is also the year that Ja had the suspensions, right? Mm-hmm. Where he was suspended for the 8 games, and he got in trouble during the offseason. And you knew you were going into the season with 25 games short of Ja Morant, right? So you go into this season, everybody gets hurt, and you really can't fire anybody. You can't. You don't really know what Taylor Jenkins is at that point, because you have this year that's, you know, it's nothing where you lose everybody. And then, you know, Ja gets a, he's including Ja being hurt for the year, right? Mm-hmm. He being injured for the year. So Grizzlies general manager Zach Kleiman, he goes out and he finds who's the current Grizzlies coach now, Tuomas Iasalo, or Isalo, however you want to pronounce it. And he finds him, and he basically does a stealth hiring of his next head coach. He hires him as the as he had Taylor Jenkins kind of Zach Kleiman fires Taylor Jenkins' whole coaching staff, said, hey, go hire another staff. Taylor Jenkins hires his staff, and then Zach Kleiman comes in, and he hires his future coach in Tuomas Iasalo to be the lead assistant. But that wasn't a Taylor Jenkins hire. Now, I'll ask you, and I'll ask anybody who's watching, if my boss allows me to hire a team, then he says, then he hires another guy that's the head of my team, that pretty much tells me that I'm probably on the hot seat, or I'm not that guy. So throughout the season, there was a lot of tension, a lot of animosity, a lot of pettiness between Coach Jenkins and the front office. And it was as clear as day. One of the number one things, something I spotted very early in the season, was how we were using Zach Edey. How they were using Zach Edey. Totally different than the way that Zach Kleiman was proclaiming he would be used when he was drafted on draft night. Zach Edey was giddy about the Zach Edey hiring, drafting, and how he wanted to use him, how he wanted to zag, other teams were zigging, and all these different things about Zach Edey, how teams are going to have to adapt to us, et cetera. And it just wasn't happening on the court. And it just made me pose the question, is this just two men in power being petty towards each other, right? And it ended up, you know, some of those things start coming out. And some of those things start coming out in the media, that was one of the main points, that it seems like Taylor Jenkins was using Zach Edey in a way to infuriate Grizzlies GM. Zach Kleiman. So the timing was super odd, and it was crazy because you put an interim head coach in a situation where you're setting them up to fail. And it's a lot different than the other interim situations, because with the Grizzlies, when we fired our coach, a lot of it had to do with the style of play. Like the GM didn't like the style of play. Ja Morant didn't seem to like the style of play that was having one of his the worst statistical season he's had in his career. Having them off the ball, all these type of things. When you guys let go of your coach, right, and Doug Christie came and took over, Doug Christie was able to pretty much do the stuff you guys had been doing on both sides of the ball. He wasn't asked to come in and do something different. Right. But the Grizzlies clearly had schematic issues on the team. Yeah. And Coach Isalo you can't expect him to come in and re-implement a new offense and new defense in 9 games or whatever. So he just basically came in like a true substitute coach. Guys, do what you know. Let's take some of the goofy stuff out, like not setting screens, which is part of the new Taylor Jenkins office we had. For some reason, these guys got into the lab and said, hey, this is not set screens at all. And we just drafted a 7'3" screening machine. But this is not set screens at all. I don't know if you know that or not. But the original offense we were running in the beginning of the season involved zero screening, like none. And that's John crazy. Morant had the lowest statistical points ever. This is a guy who ate when he had Steven Adams as his big man, right? So, like I said, it put Coach Isalo in a weird situation. But if you do your research, just kind of look at him, look at what he's done overseas, look at his philosophy when it comes down to coaching. I'm a fan of what the potential he can have. Pace is something he's big about. Screen setting is something he's big about. Point of attack defense, multiple defenders on the court at one time is something he's big about. And I'm excited to what he can possibly do with a clean slate, you know, training camp, all these type of things, being able to implement his own offense and defense. I'm looking forward to all those things here in Memphis. But it's crazy. I should have said this before we started. We did this back in 2020. The last time last time I came on your show was 2020, right after the pandemic, right when things were – I want to say it was right after the bubble, like right after the playoffs. And we had this conversation. And we were two teams that were on the come up.
Yeah.
And here we are 5 years later. We had our come up, and now it seems like we got to build back up again.
Yeah, right? Man. That's the NBA. Are, man.
Hey, look at us. Look at us, man. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.